This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Monday, June 25th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. This news feed is brought to you by Draft. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Draft lasts for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? Play for cold hard cash and get paid out the very next day. Drafts start for just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I love my fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast and easy way is just how I like to do it. And that's what Draft does for me. I love that I can just log in, pick my guys, and put my phone down for the rest of the night without even thinking about it. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into Real Money Baseball Draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right, play a real money game for free just using the promo code RedSoxBeat when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code RedSoxBeat. Back on June 16th, Wade LeBlanc and Stephen Wright dueled in a pitching matchup made for the ages. It would end in a 1-0 decision in favor of the Mariners. On Friday, the same pitchers came together for a rematch, but the result was very different. The two teams combined for 9 runs in the first inning. Wright's knuckleball was flat and Seattle was all over it. Giving up 10 runs, he didn't make it past the 4th inning. And the crazy part? Wright wasn't charged with the loss. This marks the first time in 9 years a pitcher has eluded defeat after giving up 10 or more runs. So how did he do it? Well, the Red Sox offense carried him through the rough outing, compiling 14 runs and a season-high 20 hits. J.D. Martinez proved once again why he was worth the money with a 4-for-5 performance, notching 3 runs and 5 RBIs, 2 of which came from a bases-loaded single in the bottom of the 7th. The bats that were dormant at the end of the road trip were back in full display at the homestand. Saturday night was the only part of the weekend when the Red Sox didn't have it. Eduardo Rodriguez let up 5 earned runs through 4 innings, and it took the offense 9 innings to finally tally a run. The bullpen didn't help either as they let up consecutive runs in the 6th and 7th. As a team, Boston left 11 runners on base and 5 out of the 9 starters lacked a hit. Xander Bogaerts was scratched from the lineup with a left index finger sprain, and Zhu Wei Lin took his place without success. Lin struck out twice in an 0-for-4 display. The one bright spot of the day came when Boston's first round pick Tristan Casas took batting practice at Fenway Park before the game. Chris Sale would be the deciding factor in the series as he took the mound on Sunday afternoon. The Red Sox ace worked his magic as if it was any normal day, but unlike many of his recent starts, he finally got run support. In his last outing, Sale threw 5 innings of no-hit baseball but still failed to add a victory to his resume. With 5 runs on the board yesterday, he didn't back down. Instead, he cranked up the heat, striking out 13 batters, including 3 in the 7th inning, finishing off the final batter with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Sale was 2 strikeouts off of his career-best 15 in a single game. All of the offensive damage came in a short 2-inning span, with 3 runs in the 5th and 2 in the 6th. Mitch Moreland continued to make his case to travel to Washington for the All-Star game, knocking in 2 runs and crossing the plate once. A possible preview of the postseason matchup, the Red Sox finish off the regular season contest with a 4-3 advantage. Down on the West Coast of Florida, the Tampa Bay Rays took care of business and really helped out the Red Sox by sweeping the red-hot New York Yankees, who had won 7 of their last 8. With that setback, the two teams are now tied atop the American League East, a battle that will most likely last the rest of the year. On Tuesday, the Red Sox will begin the second half of their 6-game homestand by welcoming the Los Angeles Angels to town. Be sure to follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.